I have the president of the Cannabis Coalition and the American Cannabis Coalition president, Craig Barresch. He's been an activist in several states trying to get medical marijuana and legalizing marijuana. So let's hear it for Craig Barresch.
Hey, hey. Happy 420 early, everybody. You know, here, I've recently moved up here. I'm the president of California Cannabis Coalition and a lot of different organizations, and they're all names, basically. And the bottom line is, what we strive to do is make access available for everybody. And Idaho pisses me off on that lines. Beautiful state. I live here now. I couldn't go anywhere else. But when it comes to people like Governor Otter and them putting out resolutions saying they'll never legalize cannabis, they say CBD oil's bad, he vetoes a law, that's bullshit. And we need to change that. And one of the things that I've done through our organization is we've reversed 18 bans. I've helped legalize 3 states. It's not up to the government to make the people's decision. It's up to the people. And in order to do that, we need to stand together, group together. I've gone to some of the meetings here. I've been out where they're doing the initiative and everything, and I don't see a lot of people there. In order for us to reverse bans, we've had to have a small army of people come up and get out there and work together. It can't be done by me, Russ, one or two people. It needs a small army of people to do it. We need to come together. We can do initiatives and referendums, and we're the word. We are the people. We can do what we want to do and make it law if we do this. So one of the things I want to implore everybody to do is come together and get into your local meetings. Come together and unify. Become one party. We can move mountains doing that. It doesn't take much. Money's out there. If we came together and come up with something good, we can fund it easily. There are people out there that support this and will help. So that's not a problem. What the problem is the people need to come out of the closets and stand up. You know, I moved out here right before the snow came. And I was kind of amazed when 3 days after I moved here, cops were knocking on my door about smoking weed. Like, what the hell? You know, we can't have that. It's not... Got quiet all of a sudden. We can't have that, you know, that paranoia. There's states all around us. The United States has now taken on a movement. These people that have their own opinions, that's their opinions. We need to have the freedom. I don't like being paranoid. I don't like having to go and hide to get high, to make sure I'm not going to go to jail. And believe me, in Idaho, a lot of people go to jail over getting high. We need to stop that. And that takes everybody to come together and stand together to do that. So I guess my big message is, you know, get out to your local meetings. Stand up. Don't be afraid. If you're afraid, you're not getting anywhere. If you're hiding, you're not getting anywhere. If you're part of the problem if you don't come out. We need to stand up, one people, one love, and work together. How many of you guys want to see legalization? How many of you want to see medical marijuana here? You know, we talk about medical side of it, which is an important side. We need to bring that in here right now. We have people dying that are given opiates. Idaho doesn't have a great insurance program for those of us that are poor, that don't have insurance, and we need to get some kind of medicine, and we don't have that available to us. They want to hook us on opiates and break us. No, 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 no. We can't have that. We need to fight it. People have a right to medicate themselves. People have a right to die in dignity, to be able to be comfort and comfortable when they're having cancer treatments My wife, who stands here with me, her mother-in-law died recently of bone cancer. My father died about 3 months ago of ALS. And the big thing for them is we talk about this stuff. We talk about the medical, but until, you know, you stand there and watch somebody puking their guts out and you hand them a volcano bag and you watch them take one hit and suddenly they stop puking, that's where it hits right here. And that's what it's about, compassion and love for our neighbors and love for our people. Do y'all stand with me? Who will stand with me and fight? And fight to legalize Idaho. I can't hear you. That's what I want to hear. Let's make this happen. I don't know how much time I got left here, but I got plenty, okay. Great. Tell me that, we're going to be in trouble. You know, the worst part is I'd love to be handing out joints right now. But I've already seen cops driving by taking my picture. Happy 420. I'm wearing my jersey so that y'all know that it's about us getting out there and fighting it.
Coalition Cannabis Buttons!
There you go. There's some buttons. Come on up and get some buttons.
That's bad, bro.
So if y'all want to make it happen here, if y'all want to make it legal here, or if you just want medical marijuana here, then make sure that you show up at the next meeting that the local groups have. There's an initiative going on here. Make sure you sign the initiative and get out there and support it. That means don't be afraid to go out and pick up signatures. Don't be afraid of somebody giving you a hard time because you're standing up for the right thing. You're standing up for that compassion for your brothers and sisters out there. And that's what it's about. We the people. We the people demand our right to cannabis in this state. We the people will do this. I'm glad to talk to everybody out here. I hope the next speaker is here, because I'll keep going and going until hand. Okay, I see her. So anybody, y'all support? Y'all gonna go out to the next meeting? Show up, come out of the closet and not be afraid and fight for your right to smoke weed.